This is Brian Kaplowitz, and you're listening to the Speaker Match Radio Series, Success Strategies for Speakers from the Pros. This is a live show where we interview top experts in the speaking industry and business to provide emerging speakers with marketing strategies and other business building advice. If you're listening live, you can participate in this call online right now by going to speakermatch.com/radio. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Brian Kaplowitz, your host, and I am on the line today with Jill Lublin. And Jill is the author of the best-selling book, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, Build Your Client Base and Your Business by Making a Name for Yourself. She is also the co-author of two other national best-selling books, Networking Magic, which rose to number one on the Barnes & Noble chart for 3 weeks, and Guerrilla Publicity, the PR Bible. Jill is the founder of Good News Media, and she hosts the TV program Messages of Hope and the nationally syndicated radio show Do the Dream. In addition, she has created two audio programs, three DVD training videos, and a workbook. Jill has been on several teleseminars with us at Speaker Match, and it's always great to have her with us. One of the things that I really like about Jill's message is that she lets people know how to get publicity for very low cost or even for free, and that's part of the message that she's going to be sharing with us today. So welcome, Jill. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Brian. It's always a pleasure to serve you and Speaker Match and all that are listening here today.
Well, like I was just mentioning, that you do talk a lot about free and low-cost methods of PR. Many of the tips that you have given us and many of those strategies you've used for yourself in getting some publicity. Can you talk about some of the ways that you teach others to get free and low-cost publicity?
Absolutely. You know, the key thing is that you have to focus in on the message. And the mistake, Brian, most authors make, speakers make, and anyone that wants to get their message heard, is that you focus too much on what I call the what you do. And the truth is the media does not care about what you do, the book you wrote, what you speak about. What they care about is the message. So write this down. The message is what's key. And if you look at the word message, and I love this, just write down that word message. And, Brian, maybe if you can do this with me, that'd be so great. Write down the word message, and what's the first two letters in it? The first two letters are me, right? And, well, the last four letters of the word message are SAGE. So look at that. The first two letters are me. The last four letters are SAGE. And together, that spells me, SAGE, right? So I love this. And one day I looked at that word and I said, oh, my God, it's me, SAGE. And what it is about giving your wisdom to others, your gift of who you are. To me, that's what publicity is. And if you reframe how you look at spreading your message, what's going to happen is you're going to get a much bigger message out to the world. That's really a key. So take a look at what's your message and then focus in on, and the best way to find it is what's the problem out there? What's the problem out there? And what you got to get is that the media cares about giving statistics that are helpful, that are focused, that support others in having a powerful story. So what I like to encourage my clients to do is find the message that helps others and gives value and benefit to others. And at the same time, wrap your message around a statistic or around an important event that's going on in the world today. And then I like to say use everything you've got. And let me tell you this great story about what I like to call use everything you've got. There's a woman named Julie who took my course in publicity, which I'll tell you about in a bit. And during the course, we actually write press releases, and she was writing one to food editors because she imports olive oil and food products from France. So that's a great thing. However, halfway through the course, after writing the release, she says to me, "Hey, Jill, did I tell you?" Now, I have to tell you something. When Jill says, "Did I tell you?" When anyone says, "Did I tell you?" I know something good is coming down the pike. She says, "Hey, Jill, did I tell you that my daughter is an alcoholic? And at the age of 16, I had to, well, kick her out of the house. We just couldn't take it anymore." So they kicked her out of the house. They got her into rehab, actually. She's doing great now. But I remember looking around the room, and I realized that people's mouths were open, that their hearts were affected, that they were impacted. And that's what you want your news to do. And so instead of her olive oil and food products, which we still did to food editors around the country, we also made her story for mothers. And we made her story for teens, and we made her story for women's magazines, and she got into much more media, being in women's magazines, parenting magazines, and teen magazines around the country than she would have gotten onto had she just stayed in the food industry, right? And now she had two ways she could go, and how much more powerful is that? So always, always looking at your message, how can you expand it? How can you fit into trends that are happening today? How can you create more, bigger messages than ever before? And I'll keep giving you stories all the way through, Brian. But I just think that's really a key.
So one of the things that you're saying is that you need to really pay attention to your strategy of putting out your message, and the strategy may not be to promote your business or even to promote yourself as an expert in your business or something like that. There may be some other angle you can take.
Exactly. In fact, that's exactly my message, because the point is, Brian, that not everybody's going to want to write about what you speak about, what you've written, and what matters is continuing to get your name in the news and to create what I like to refer to as the "I've heard of him somewhere" syndrome. You know, I heard of her somewhere, and what will happen is they've seen you because you've been interviewed perhaps about something entirely differently, perhaps because you're now a resource and expert in the news on something else. I mean, I'll just give you an example out of my own life. And in that 10 years ago, I was in Bolivia in a sweat lodge. And I don't know if you've heard, well, the big news, an incredible teacher named James Ray had a sweat lodge at one of his seminars, very expensive seminar, I might add, over $10,000. Well, three people died. This is very, very upsetting. And once that happened, well, of course, you know, there's a lot of news. He's been on Larry King, CNN. There's been a lot of commentary on it. So going back 10 years ago, I was in a sweat lodge in Bolivia, and a wonderful man from Argentina, very young, who at 27 years old, had diabetes, had fasted all day, didn't tell anyone he was diabetic, and died in the sweat lodge. It was very, very upsetting. So I have to tell you, when a lot of the James Ray news came out, which it has been all over the news, I'm going out to talk about my own personal experience being in a sweat lodge where somebody died. Frankly, my experiences have always been very, very good, and I find it to be an incredible ritual to clean and cleanse. However, you know, there are certain dangers there, and I can talk about just my experience. It would never be to make, in this case, James Ray wrong or anyone wrong, because I don't believe in that, but I do think it's important if you have a personal experience that then you can speak from your personal experience. And, you know, some people may say to me, "But Jill, what does this have to do with writing three books or teaching crash courses in publicity?" Well, nothing. It has nothing to do with any of that. But what it does have to do is that I have a message that's key to something happening in the news right now. And I can take what's happened in my own life and, frankly, talk about it. That's all. That's all I'm going to do is talk about it from a personal perspective. And I think that each one of us in our lives, if you look into your own life, has something unique about you, something that you've been through that perhaps could help others. And maybe it relates to to a news story happening right now. And if I may, Brian, let me tell you about another client of mine.
Sure.
who we did something very similar with. So this is a client, he's written two books, he speaks all over the country, he has a supplement company because he's, first of all, let me just set up a little bit of context. He's an MIT graduate, he's a scientist by nature, he's 74 years old right now. However, at the age of 34, he was told that, frankly, he was going to die. He said, the doctor said to him, you know, you got a really serious illness, that's it, give it up on life. You're out. And he, being a trained scientist and chemist, said that what he'd like to do is live. And so he started researching, as he's a great researcher, and he discovered a whole line and a whole way to make himself better. And he created a formula to, frankly, help himself live. Then he said, wait a minute, if I can do this for me, I can certainly do this for others. And he started a whole supplement company that helps people with their health. He's 74 now. That's 40 years. He's written two books now called Never Be Sick Again and about health and fitness. And here's a guy who's walked his talk, right? Here's a guy who represents fabulous health by, you know, frankly, using his own mind and following what he preaches, practicing what he preaches. So to tie the story into a local story, and we've been talking about how to be more healthy, and we've been getting out the message about that, and then to tie it into a bigger story, in June of last year, Michael Jackson died. It was a very sad story, and we lost a great artist. Well, I called up Raymond, and I said, Raymond, now is your moment in the sun, because if you remember, everybody was making the doctors wrong. And frankly, pointing fingers that they could have killed him, you know, and I don't think they've still worked that out yet. Here we are almost a year later. So I said to Raymond, you know, you're an expert in this. The doctors told you you were going to die. They were wrong. You proved them wrong. You've got, you know, he doesn't exactly like doctors. You've got some great stories and news about health. Let's get you out there as an expert on that right now. And we were able to take him out very easily as an expert on health, as an expert, not as a doctor, but as a PhD scientist, MIT-trained, very intelligent human being who could comment on doctors and the fact that they're not always right because of his own personal experience. You hear, you got that? That's what's key.
Yeah, one of the things that you've talked about with me before is that you can use other parts of your life that are going to get you some attention by the media, maybe something that they're more interested in hearing, while you talk about, in some way, what it is that you're really trying to promote. So in the case you just gave with the book, he wrote the book about, something that was directly tied into that PR campaign or strategy. But I know you have some examples of people that promote themselves or that they approach the press with information about, you know, how they're a good parent or something like that, even though that's not really what they're trying to promote. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So, okay. So in Julie's case that I worked with, the olive oil importer who switched her story to being, a mother of a troubled teen, because that's the story that works. So you want to take a look at, a lot of people get focused on their own story, but actually what's more interesting is the story that ties into the media. For instance, a CPA I was working with who took my course in Los Angeles, he kept hearing me talk about this, use everything you got, right? And then what happened is he ended up one day we were talking and consulting, and he said, hey, Joel, did I tell you that my wife and my son are both, they're both manic depressive, bipolar? I said, well, no, you didn't tell me, but now that you did, I mean, let's face it, that's a big topic in the media these days. That's an interesting topic to people. Now, here this guy's a CPA, talks about how to save money on taxes, has audio products, and teaches all over on that subject. But actually, the other one, the personal story, is what ended up getting him into the news. I call it use everything you've got. So take a look right now at your own story. What could you be talking about, putting out into the media, that maybe has something to do with who you are? And maybe it has something to do with who you are in relation to your story, or maybe it has to do with helping others with a key message. Does that make sense? And so you're looking at ways that you can serve others with your message. Your message may be personal. Your message may be business. I want you to look at all aspects of who you are and use everything you've got. And I want to give you another example.
I love examples.
All right. Love those. There's a woman I'm working with in L.A. She's a financial planner. She is an African-American woman, and she helps a lot of people with taxes. So here we are in the month of February, and, of course, you know, people are looking at their wealth issues and working better in the new economy and all kinds of good stories like that, right? And so one of the things is we are using the African-American media to talk about how, you know, I mean, as a whole, when we did statistics, we found out that, you know, frankly, there was a lot of poverty in the African-American community. And so she could help people gain more financial literacy in that area, right? And so we're working with that story and sending that story out because that's a passion for her. Then being a woman, we can take her story as a woman and spread it out into the arena of women's magazines, mother's magazines, talk about that from a women's perspective and financial literacy from a women's perspective, who also, when you look statistically, you know, women are also a little bit lower on the totem pole with regard to their financial literacy, their earnings, et cetera. So here it is. This is a woman, you know, who has a practice in L.A., who works with people all over the United States to help them save money on taxes. But if you notice, the story we're talking about is particular segments of the population and how they can be helped. And so those stories are going to get her into specific African-American magazines, women's magazines, and talk to those two populations about that. So, you know, here's what you got to get. In media, there are lots of segments. So, you know, my Hispanic clients, I have them go after Hispanic media, which is huge in this country. Christian clients, I have them go after Christian media, also very big in this country, meaning lots of Christian radio stations and magazines. There are women's magazines. There are, you know, there's an ethnicity for everyone. There's some magazine to cover it. And so I want you to look at what can you be using about your story or about yourself that's personal, that could help others, that can get you more exposure in the marketplace. That is such a great guerrilla publicity tip that most people miss. Most people miss it. And I just love this one. I mean, I have to tell you, when guerrilla publicity first came out, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan originally, although I live in California now. So when I went back to Detroit, I did one of these like hometown girl makes good stories. So, you know, always be working with your own hometown celebrity magazine, you know, that you become a celebrity because you've written a book or you're speaking in that community. And you know, I found multiple newspapers doing pieces on me. And then because I grew up Jewish, I pitched the Detroit Jewish News to do a piece on me, and they were so cute. They said, gather a bunch of friends around you, name those friends, and we'll put a picture of you, the friends, and put that inside of the paper, right?
Right.
Yes, and then, because I graduated from Wayne State University in Detroit, I called up Wayne State University, and I said, hey, listen, this was on my third book, Get Noticed, Get Referrals. I said, you know, I saw in your paper you feature alumni who are, you know, let's say I saw one that had been to the Eiffel Tower. And so they took a picture in front of the Eiffel Tower, and they put their names with their class year and that they just recently visited Paris. I said, hey, guess what? I just put out my third book, and I'm about to do a book signing in Reno, Nevada. And they said, great, gather around a group of people, hold up your book, and hold up our magazine. Hear that part, right? Because it gives them some publicity. And so I held up the Wayne State University Alumni Magazine. I held up Get Notice, Get Referrals. I had a group of people around me at my book signing in Reno, Nevada, which was a small bookstore. And that became publicity to put into my association newsletter. So I want you to keep getting how you can use your publicity again and again and again with your alumni magazines. Don't forget about those. They want to know where you are. They want to know what's happened to you. And I'll tell you, if I may, about Bob. Bob used this strategy, and we actually write announcements in my course about this, and Bob used this strategy to send to his alumni magazine. He had just written a novel. He's an attorney by training, but he had written a novel and had a passion for writing fiction. And so he put this strategy immediately into place, sent an announcement out to his alumni magazine, calls me up 2 months later. He goes, "Hey, Jill, guess what? Not only did the alumni magazine put this piece into their paper, but guess what else? They did a 2-page color spread on me, my practice, my book, and what I'm doing now, 2-page color spread." Now, let me just ask you, from a publicity standpoint, and Brian, if you can play with me on this, let me just ask you, what do you think you could do with a 2-page color spread from there?
I'm sure you would get a lot of attention.
Well,
sure.
Exactly. Not only a lot of attention, but guess what else? You can send it to your prospects. You can send it to your customers. You can send this to people who you would like to engage with. You can send it, what I call leveraging your publicity or publicizing your publicity. Send it to then your local community because, hey, all of a sudden you got some press. You're looking good, you know. And one thing about the media is it's very incestuous. And once they start writing about you, guess what else happens? The next level of press starts happening.
Yeah, I've noticed that. It's like you see a story on one media outlet, one news outlet, and all of a sudden everybody else starts to carry the same thing.
Exactly, because it's the kind of thing that news begets news, and the truth is that one does lead to the next. So it's the kind of thing that as you start gaining coverage, you want to create more excitement, exposure. Oh, look what happened, and get your name further in the news. And it tends to work pretty easily from there as long as you keep it going. And I think that's a real key, is you got to keep it going and keep it focused and create the "I've heard of them somewhere" syndrome.
You've talked about that lots of times before. It's one of the things that I remember because you named it so well, "I've heard of you somewhere" syndrome.
Well, and let me just say, and thank you for that, because here's a great demonstration of another teaching point, and that is you said you remembered that, right? And that is something that I am known for, the "I've heard of you somewhere" syndrome. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's what's called a soundbite. And so as you're listening right now, I want you to think about, what can you tell people, teach people, give to people that gives them a sound bite, something to remember who you are, something that is an ongoing, "Oh, that's Jill Lublin," you know. For me, it's "I've heard of you somewhere" syndrome, and, you know, things like that. So find little sound bites that will sound quite good, that you can speak again and again, and that when you speak them, they go, "Oh, that's Brian from Speaker Match," right? And so you want to be affiliated with that. And what I find, honestly, is these things will come somewhat naturally. They will appear, that you will all of a sudden be speaking and something great will come out of your mouth, and please write it down, and that will be your sound bite.
It's true. You've got to write it down. So that is the word of mouth marketing that you talk about. When you create that syndrome, other people start to talk about you, and they even repeat that soundbite for you.
Exactly.
So, what's another way that people can use to increase their business that doesn't necessarily have to cost them an arm and a leg?
Okay, so I love this particular strategy. It's It's about writing an announcement. It's not a press release. Okay, let's just be clear about that. But writing an announcement. And so it ties back into the story I was just telling you about the attorney. And that's how he got a two-page color spread story. What you do is you write four sentences. Just four. That's it. Real simple. Keep it real simple. And what you're going to do is those four sentences are going to tell people something about you, your business, or what's recently happened. So it starts with an opening sentence that actually is the announcement. So let me just give you an example. When I wrote Get Notice, Get Referrals, okay, June 2008, this past year, the book actually came out, right? But the contract, I got the contract from McGraw-Hill in February 2007. Now, in February 2007, which is, by the way, 18 months before the book is scheduled to come out, I started putting out an announcement right then. And so the announcement goes like this, and this is the model for how you write yours. You start it, the first sentence is actually what you're announcing. So Jill Lublin announces her third book, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, was just contracted with McGraw-Hill for release in June 2008. Now notice what I did. I talked about the present, but I also put when the book is due out, which of course is another year and a half. Okay, the next two, three sentences of the announcement, and by the way, this is only like typically four sentences, the next two, three sentences are what I would call more about you. More about you. So Jill is the author of two other best-selling books, Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. She teaches crash courses in publicity internationally and helps businesses of all sizes create more credibility and visibility in the marketplace. And that's it. That's it. I did three things, you notice. I made an announcement up front. The second thing I did was talked about my other books, so promoted those. And the third thing I did, and my course in publicity. And then I said I consult with people. And that's it. Now, there are many other parts of me. There's TV shows. There's other pieces of what I do. And you focus on the most important parts, the parts that you want people to know, the places where you earn your money and revenues, and that's where you focus. And that's it. So here's what's great about these announcements. You can use these when you've won an award. You can use these when you hire a new person, a marketing person, an assistant. You can use these when you move offices or attend a major conference. You can use these when you get a major client or a major booking. All of this are great announcements. Now, here's the – go ahead,
Brian. What happens to an announcement? Who cares? Who picks it up? What would they do with it?
Well, this – what happens is this is one of the best strategies for the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. Because what's going to happen is you're going to do this every 60 days. So six times a year, hear that, six times a year, you're going to write four sentences, and you're going to submit them to the following places. I hope you got your pens and papers ready, because you're going to submit them to your local daily paper. There's a section in there called People or People in the News. And when you say who cares, Brian, let me tell you, who cares is your local community, because they want to know what's happening to the people in their community. Who else cares is your local business journal. So they also have a section called People or, you know, On the Move. It's called different things in different marketplaces. That is a great place to also get your announcement. You're going to also serve it to your alumni magazine. And remember what I told you about Bob and how Bob's one paragraph, because he used this exact strategy, this how Bob's one paragraph announcement got him into a major, you know, two-page color spread. Would that be worthwhile in terms of money and time well spent?
I suppose so. You know what it sounds like? It's the offline version of Facebook status updates.
Very good. Yes, thank you. That's a great analogy, and it's so simple. It's such an easy strategy, and Brian, this is completely free. You're going to do this every 60 days. The other, I want to add two more places you're going to send it, which is if you're a member of your Chamber of Commerce, please send it in there because they have a member news section, and any associations you belong to. So, for instance, I belong to the National Association of Women Business Owners. I practice this strategy. I send it into my local chapter plus my national newsletter. And, you know, last year, Brian, I was the featured speaker at the national conference for NABO, National Association of Women Business Owners. And let me just tell you, I think, just a theory, that one of the reasons I got that booking is because they kept seeing my name somewhere, leading to the I've heard of her somewhere syndrome. Perfect case in point. The other thing I want to say is one of the consulting engagements I had this woman do this ongoingly. Do you know she got a $25,000 consulting engagement because somebody saw her in her local press doing exactly this, and they saw her name and said, oh, I've been wondering where she is, right?
Uh-huh.
And a medical doctor who took my course, crash course in publicity in Vancouver, practiced this assignment and told me, she actually wrote me a testimonial recently. She said, you know what, Jill, here's three things that happened, and I'll tell you. Specifically what happened with her is they got three radio engagements. She got booked by a meeting planner who saw her name there and her subject matter. And then she got a column ongoingly in a newspaper. All of that was a direct, and I do mean direct, result of doing this specific strategy. Do you think that would be worthwhile?
Absolutely.
I think so, too. And those are just some of the stories. I can tell you more, but I think those are good enough to go, well, wait a minute, I think this thing works.
Yeah, definitely. You teach people some of these strategies. You have some kind of course that people can go through where they can learn these and a whole lot more, right?
I absolutely do. And do you want me to just spend a moment right now on it?
Sure. Tell people a little bit about what you do, you know, how you can help.
You got it. I teach what I call a crash course in publicity. It is a one-day course where I provide done-for-you templates, everything covering four documents in particular, the four most important documents you need for the press, which is a press release, a bio, a message, and media training. We actually do get it done that day, done for you, in a very simple, easy way. I also offer this course as a webinar. So if you're the type who likes to sit at your computer in your pajamas and just hang out with your kids in your lap, or in my case, my cats in my lap, you can take it as a webinar too. Again, done for you templates. You walk away with the four most important documents that you will need to get your publicity handled. For those who are interested, I actually am doing courses in Los Angeles in February 11th, in Fort Lauderdale, in Salt Lake City, in Las Vegas. And those are all dates coming up soon, within the next 2 to 3 months, as well as the month of February. And then I do them monthly in Marin County in Northern California. So for anyone there who'd like to go there, that's another great place to take it. So it's a wonderful course with done-for-you templates. And, Brian, what I'm going to do for anyone listening through SpeakerMatch, and I've been fans and we've been colleagues and friends for years, I'm going to give all the people on this call a great deal, and that is the course is $7.97, and what I'm going to do, that's the discounted value of it, and I'm going to do a two-for-one, which means you get two people in for the price of one, that's a measly $398.50 apiece. And additionally, if you make sure the first seven people who say they came through SpeakerMatch, what I'm going to do is offer you my home study course, which has six products in it, including DVDs and CDs, and an action guide with a step-by-step fill-in-the-blank for your press release and your bio. And we'll reinforce all the learning through the course, whether you take it as a webinar or in person. First seven people will get my six products home study course, and that's an additional value of $350. So I want to make that offer too. And just how you can let us know that you're interested. And again, I'm doing courses in Los Angeles in February and Los Angeles again in April, Fort Lauderdale in late February, Marin County every month, Salt Lake City in April, and Las Vegas in May. And then I have them going out. And you can pick any city that works for you or do it as a webinar, whatever is appropriate for you and how you your learning style is, because you will get all the value and all the templates you need in each course done for you in one day fast. So what you can do is go to jilllublin.com. That's J-I-L-L-L-U-B as in boy, L-I-N, as in Nancy, jilllublin.com. You can send us an email to info@jilllublin.com, or you can call us at 415-883-5455, and I'll repeat the number again. And by the way, when you're being interviewed, always repeat your number, which is 415-883-5455. And again, first 7 get the home study course along with it. You get 2-for-1, no matter who you are and what number you are for signing up. And again, let us just know if you want to do it as a webinar or an in-person course. And let us know that you came through Speaker Match, and we'll count the first 7 who respond for the home study additional value of $350.
Now, you had a couple tips in there for people who are being interviewed. And by the way, if you're being interviewed or if you're getting publicity, if you're working towards getting publicity, whatever the case may be, you always have something that you should be selling. And I don't think that you have to have an infomercial. You don't have to be very overt about it, but you should always have a strategy. If you are a speaker, at a minimum, you should be letting people know how to get in touch with you if they would like to hire you as a speaker. You don't necessarily need to go through a whole sales pitch because they are listening to you if it's a radio interview or they're getting information about you in the piece that they're reading, but it's important to let people know how they can get in touch with you and how they can get what it is that you have to offer in case there is a level of interest. And
well,
in your case, Jill, people, there are some people who are going to be interested in getting more publicity, learning how to do it better, taking a shortcut. A lot of times it's just a matter of hiring an expert or consulting an expert so that you can avoid some of the major pitfalls that you might have if you're trying to do things on your own. Maybe just take a, you know, get there quicker than you would have if you tried to do it on your own. There's a lot of great information that people are going to get from your books. Even if they just buy Guerrilla Publicity, they're going to get lots of great information and they'll be able to go very far with it. But for the most part, if you're going to be buying a course or going to a seminar or paying for a consultation with somebody, you're probably going to get more than you would if you just go through the book, right?
Well, of course. Of course. You're always looking to give people as much as possible. I mean, obviously, if people are in a course with me live on a webinar or in person, you know, there's some things you're going to glean that will be far more powerful than reading my book. And I always say, hey, listen, you know, do whatever works. Just get started. Take the first step. Take the baby step. And I think that's what's really key is action. You know, I always reward action. I reward people who are motivated. I'm a very action-oriented, results-driven person. And I think in media, you got to get that when you're talking to a reporter, they're there for 3.5 to 5 minutes to get the best parts of your information. And frankly, you got to have a message that's key, that's important, that's focused, and that easily gives them what they want and need in entertaining, interesting fashion. I know in my course, that's part of what we're practicing all day in the webinar, all each session, that we're focused in on being able to quickly communicate your message. And, I, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to tell you, there's a woman from Virginia who took my webinar, and I remember in the second session she came in, and she said, you know, Jill, I want you to know that for the first time I went to a networking event and was able to articulate my message based on your problem-solution formula that we did, focused on your expertise. And she said, you know, for the first time, I didn't feel like a deer in headlights. I felt like I had my message really clear, very focused, and able to quickly give it to someone. So that's a real key.
Let's talk about, real quick, just when you are being interviewed And like I said, you want to have a message that you can share with the world, whatever it is. Buy my product, use my service, here's what I do. How can you prepare yourself so that you have a soundbite available or some quick message? Because sometimes you only may have 10 seconds to let people know what it is. Is there something that is essential that you have in that message?
Well, there's a couple essential things in the message. Number one, and I want to give you some great key tips for being interviewed right now. There's a few good things. Number one, before I get on air with the producer, and Brian, I even did it with you this morning, and you know we've known each other for years, and I said, hey, you know to pronounce my name Lulin, right? Because people, while they're pronouncing or, you know, very quickly, they'll sometimes get your name incorrect. So make sure when you're talking to the producer as they're setting you up that you check for name spelling, how they pronounce your name. And then when you're like on TV, one of the things I'm always checking before I go on air is I look to see what's under my name. Number one, is it appropriate? Is my website spelled correctly? And are they saying what I want them to say? Because they can quickly change these things. So make sure your name is spelled right, that underneath you, you've got what you want, and that you're in charge of your message. Always be monitoring that. That's a real key, which brings me to the second one, which is called you're in charge of your message. So, you know, I don't honestly care what the producer asks you. I want you to get your three solutions out. So remember, I said in the beginning of this call, you have a problem. You fix a problem because you're the expert, and you identify that problem, and then you give people real solutions, real things that they can use, valuable pieces of information that's helpful for others. You always want to be doing that. You want to be helpful for others, and you want to give them three real things they can do. So in those real things, I want you to get that out quickly. I want you to get that out in the first, like, minute and a half of your interview, and then this is really a hot tip. And, Brian, I'm going to actually demonstrate it because I think it will really teach it even better. But I want you to use the names of your books or your speeches. I want you to integrate the names of your company inside of your message. So, for instance, one of my gentlemen I'm working with now is a wealth planner, financial planner, and his company is called Wealth Up. And so our message right now is about, in the new year, would you like to get your wealth up? Here are three great tips for getting your wealth up. Now, what are we doing? We keep repeating the name of his company. So when I'm being interviewed, for instance, I will say the following. You know, the problem today is 4 out of 5 businesses go out of business because they have no idea how to get their word out without spending a fortune. I'm going to give you 3 guerrilla publicity tips today to get and gain more visibility in the marketplace. The first way to get noticed is to create your ooh-ah factor. The second way is to focus on the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. And the third way is to increase your networking magic and show up in the community at least twice a month for name and face recognition. Now, Brian, if we were timing that, that probably would have been about 17 seconds. I usually put my timer on, but I forgot this moment. However, 17 seconds, okay? Now, in that 3-part message, in 17 seconds, can you guess what I did, Brian? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you guess?
Well, you definitely got me to pay attention. I'm listening now to hear what those 3 tips are. So I was focused, and even if my mind had been somewhere else, I don't want to miss out on those 3 things.
Exactly. Sound bites, again, sound bites. Have a good sound bite.
I definitely got a better idea of what it was that you were going to talk about and whether or not I wanted to continue listening.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, because, you know, I may just want to change the channel if it didn't capture my interest.
Exactly.
But you don't want those people anyway, right? Who cares about those people?
Well, not usually because they're not as interested, but let me tell you the key thing I did, Brian, and for all your listeners here. The key thing I did was I said, I'm going to give you 3 guerrilla publicity tips. What's the name of one of my books, Brian?
Guerrilla marketing?
Guerrilla publicity.
Guerrilla publicity, sorry.
Absolutely. And then I said, I'm going to give you the first way to get noticed, and my other book is called Get Noticed, Get Referrals. And my third tip, if you noticed, was to focus on networking magic. I actually said increase your networking magic. Brian, what's the name of my other book? This is your little quiz.
That last one was...
Networking Magic.
Networking Magic, right.
Yes. That's, you know, so if you notice, what I did was I put all three book titles inside of my message. Now, I have to tell you, I hope you noticed, because you didn't even notice, that I did it very gracefully. I didn't clobber you over the head with it. I didn't tell you that on page 84 of Guerrilla Publicity you will find out about how to create your ooh-ah factor. I very gracefully and eloquently gave you tips that were actually useful, that were sound bites, that made you listen, that actually gave you value, and definitely promoted each one of my books without clobbering you over the head with it. All key points here. So that's what I want each one of you now to start practicing, is getting your word out there in simple, easy ways where you start integrating the names of your speeches, your books, your message, your company inside of your three easy tips. And make sure you've always got three easy tips. That's a great place to get started.
Now, one of your books, is it your last book, is Get Noticed, Get Referrals?
It is.
Can you talk a bit about referrals and how you use them to increase business?
Well, absolutely. You know, the interesting thing about getting noticed is that people start buzzing about you. People start referring. And I'm going to tell you, interestingly enough, I have a, you know, 5-month program, which is many thousands of dollars. And what's interesting about it is my last three clients that I've gotten have all been referrals from other clients who, that's always exciting, right? They've been referrals from coaches I've worked with or helped. They've been referrals from people who've read my books, just picked it up in the bookstore and said, I want to hire you. I'm like, that's great. Now, that's a referral. So you want to build buzz. You want to build word-of-mouth marketing. For instance, I train coaches a lot, and I had a coach out of Southern California who has seen me in action, loves my work, and called up one of his clients and said, you're hiring Jill. You know, that's it. Just do it. And this guy, you know, I talked to him for 10 minutes, and he was signed for my $6,000 program, right? Simple, easy. That's referrals. That's somebody leading in front and giving you a great, you know, of course, a great testimony and saying you got to work with them. And just, you know, simply and easily, you know, like I tell my clients, Brian, you got to sign up for Speaker Match. That's great referrals. That's you not having to do your marketing, where I market for you because I'm a believer in your service and I know the value of your service and what you deliver. You want to start getting people to do that for you. And, you know, I know this sounds so elementary, but you'd be shocked how many people don't even ask for referrals. And so one of the things I want you to start doing is in your own client base, the people who already know you and love you, ask them for referrals. Who do you know who would benefit from my service? Or who do you know who could book me as a speaker? You know, when I'm in front of groups, I'm always asking, who do you know who might be interested in my speaking for their group, right? And I get great recommendations from people who are in their communities and can already know that community. You know, like when I was in Edmonton, Canada, in this past January, I did my crash course in publicity. They're always intimate groups and always limited seating. There were 25 people in the room. And, you know, one of the women said, you know, I know this great group of moms who are entrepreneurs, and by golly, I'm flying back out there in April again speaking for what's called Mompreneurs, right? 200 people.
Mompreneurs?
Mompreneurs. Is that fun or what?
I haven't heard that before.
I love it. I absolutely love it. People are so creative, aren't they? But, you know, I could not have come up with that because, frankly, I don't know the groups there in Edmonton. I don't live in that community. So be asking your clients, customers, people who book you, if you're, you know, obviously looking for speaking engagements, people who you're in front of, your the audience you just charmed, who adore you and love you now in this moment, say to them, you know, one of the ways that I expand my speaking opportunities is to ask people like you who've seen me speak, who know what I can do and deliver, who do you know who might be interested in my topics, and here are my topics. And just make it that simple. But be direct. And, you know, Brian, please, most people are just not direct enough, to be honest. Be direct. Be forthright. Tell people what you want. And what I find is really most people want to help. Really most people are coming from a really generous place. All you have to do is ask. And that when you ask for very specific help, then you can be granted. So make specific requests. Okay, and that's a very important key. Make specific requests and tell people what you really need.
Well, we have just a few minutes left, and I want to let people know that if they would like to ask any questions live, if you have dialed in, you can dial *2 on your telephone keypad, and that will let me know that you have a question for Jill, and I will bring you in on the call with us so that you can ask your question directly. If you do have a question, just dial *2 on your telephone keypad, and I will be happy to bring you in. Well, Jill, tell us what you are going to personally do this year to increase business. You've given us some good tips to follow, but what kind of advice are you going to follow? Maybe what are your top three techniques or top three strategies that you're going to use?
Well, one of the things is to increase my joint venture partnerships and get other people, for instance, promoting and selling my crash course in publicity. So that's JV partners, you know, people like you, colleagues. That's one of the keys. The other piece is that I ask my own people who've been through my courses, who are my raving fans, who tell me the kinds of results they've gotten, I'm asking them to also help send out emails and promote my courses when I'm in their city. So, for instance, I'll be in Los Angeles in February and in April, and February 11th I think it's April 18th, and I ask the people who've taken my courses already, would they be willing to send it out to their communities of friends and associates? I give them a special offer for them that they can make to their friends, and then I also offer an alumni rate that they can come back for $99 and actually come back and learn again, and many people take me up on that. And the other thing I've done, which has also been really helpful, is really going with my, you know, my own publicity. I have articles that I've written. And so every time I speak, one of my conditions of speaking is that they actually publish an article in their newsletter from me. So we all know that, you know, when you show up to speak, there's certain people who will be at that meeting and others who won't that will still get the newsletter. Of course, that's good public relations. They're going to read your article and perhaps, you know, either book you or come to whatever service you're offering, or they want to, you know, interact with you. So I've gotten ongoing consulting arrangements through that, as well as other people who've taken my courses. Next time I'm back in the city, or they hop on the webinar with me. So either one tends to work. Those are my top three, what I'm going to do right now.
All right. Well, we have a question that was submitted from Frank, and this was submitted online at speakermatch.com/radio. He has a question about submitting announcements. And his question is, if your client base is not near you geographically, where else can you submit announcements other than your local paper and local news outlets?
Okay, so probably that person lives in a smaller community, I'm guessing, right? Is that what they're...
Doesn't say.
Yes.
He works with people other places.
Okay, so what I would say is you take a look at your next largest geographic region, you know, like whatever the next biggest community is, and go after that community. And you have to do it locally in your community, because this is about you and becoming what I like to call a celebrity in your own backyard. So it's not about going outside, but staying in your community. So just that's an important distinction and a key, that it's not about, you know, shall we say, operating outside, but inside of your community. And these are really, really the best places. And again, that's your local business journal, your local daily paper, and then on a nationwide basis, more the associations you're involved with, as well as your alumni magazines. And then on a local level, if you're in the chamber or anything else like that, that's always good.
Okay, it looks like Gerald is on the line with a question. Go ahead.
It's actually Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
I'm using my husband's phone. Okay. I'm an organizer and productivity trainer, and I just recently had the local business magazine call, and a reporter call, and said she was writing an article and wondered if she could get some ideas from me. So I gave her the ideas. She was thrilled with them and was going to publish them in that article. Now, I wondered if should I be doing something in particular. She did ask for my name to make sure she spelled it right in my company, but that's all she asked for. Should I have set something up in the beginning to say, well, if you're going to use my ideas, then could you please include this information? Or what do you do to make sure that the article is going to help you at all?
Well, and great question. Again, even from the beginning, you say something like, listen, would you be willing to include my website in your article? Just ask. It's okay. Uh-huh. They often will just by you mm-hmm. asking. Hey,
right.
Can I get you a photo? Because, photos are really nice.
That's people, what I wondered.
Yes, people relate to your photo, and then they get another version of who you are. Ask her if you can submit a photo, and it's not too late necessarily if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't published it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always good. And always, you can also work inside of your message the key points. You work in your company name or something that you do as a productivity expert,
mm-hmm.
like that. That could also work.
Okay.
So those are some good keys for that. That, and then once that article gets published, please make sure, and congratulations on that,
yep.
but please make sure to get that out to your current clients, to
okay.
Potential clients, to some speaking engagements, if that's what you're looking for. Make
mm-hmm.
sure to use this inside of your own promotional tools and toolbox as an ongoing visibility builder and credibility builder for you.
Okay, that also brings up the question, how do you, I know it used to be you could go in and say, just wanted to order some, I can't remember what they call them, the one sheet kind of thing, of the article, but I don't know if they do that anymore, so is it okay to just go color copy it, or what do you do? Or do you go buy them in your magazines?
Uh-huh, it's actually called a reprint,
uh-huh.
and to be honest, I never pay for them. I just reprint
okay.
it and get my own. Make my own copies, and that's what I do. I don't bother with
okay.
the reprints.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you have to spend the money and do that. Unless
okay,
you just
so
want
you
some
just
fancy
color copy
ones.
It? That's what you're saying?
Yep, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
if you want some for very specific purposes
mm-hmm.
in your media kit, great. But on the whole, I've never actually used them much and don't usually encourage my clients to spend the money because I don't think it's necessary or worth it.
All right, Jill, well, we are just about out of time now. I'm sure that there's a lot more information you could share with us, but that's it for now. And if people want to get in touch with you, once again, can you give them that website address?
Absolutely. And again, you can come to my Crash Course in Publicity. You get a 2-for-1 today, $7.97, 2 people, and also first 7 are getting my home study. And you can take it as a webinar or live course, either one that works for you. You can call us at 415-883-5455, or you can go to our website, jilllublin.com, and email info@jilllublin.com, and that's lots of L's, which is J-I-L-L. L-U-B as in boy, L-I-N as in Nancy, info@jilllublin.com. Give us a quick email and let us know you are on the call. And let us know if there is anything else we can help you with or any other way we can support you.
It's always great having you on the line with us, Jill. Thank you very much for joining us today. And until next time, this is your host, Brian Kaplowitz.